I'm gonna give a tailgate award that's gonna be about half.
Who is taking a piss on this thing?
That's your boy right here.
Will. You obviously don't have your video turned on. And we're back for week four. We're going to welcome everybody back in. We're glad Jaws had another good week. He's just been spreading the love around the internet, so appreciate the shout-out, Jaws. So we have a full house tonight. We have Will reporting from...
Reporting live from the O.
We have the guy back from the sandbox, Matt. Give everybody a shout-out.
Reporting live from the Payway Studios in Fort Walton Beach, Florida. It's your boy. And Sadie May.
And then reporting from up north in Houston, out by the doghouse, is K Money.
That's me in the doghouse, reporting live. That's all I got.
So we got the gangs all here. We got somebody outside with the dogs. Charlie may be joining if she keeps barking. Sadie May's being good. And Will's dogs are probably going to bust through like they do every week. So just jumping right on into it. Last week we had a lot of games. I, again, missed a lot of games, but it's not about me. So our leader last week was Kirch. Kirch went 9-6. The White Lion and Chuck went 8-7. Griff didn't pick Thursday. Yeah, the White Lion's winning. That's what Chuck's dubbed her. Griff was absent from his phone all throughout the week, but on Saturday he got back to me, and he went 7-7 on the week. Then I went 6-9, and Sally's bringing up the rear and went 4-11. So... after all the weeks so far, Chuck has 23 correct, I have 17 correct, Kirch has 18, Whitney has 20, and Sally has 16. So, again, my wife is beating me in everything sports related, and I don't know why. Every year we play March Madness, we play fantasy football, she always beats me. It doesn't go well for me.
She beats you up in the bedroom.
Probably shouldn't listen to anything you say then, do you?
You probably shouldn't. I'm really tempted just every game I think this week, I'm thinking about just picking the opposite.
Whitney should be running this podcast.
Oh, Whitney definitely does want to be the guest on a podcast. She wants her and Rachel to get on and do, like, girls' picks. So, we're off to a terrific start.
Yeah, I will mention that not all of us picked all the week, so your cumulative numbers aren't exactly representative.
Correct.
But I only For example, I didn't pick week two... but I am 9-5 and 9-6.
Yeah, you didn't pick week two, and you're still beating me. So
let's talk about my fantasy football team beating my brother, and I forgot to play a kicker. I really enjoyed that. That was very satisfying fantasy football win. Take
Austin
that, Austin.
Really
hope you're enjoying that.
Austin's just kind of there for fantasy. He doesn't really ever play.
No, that's true.
He's like Evan. Evan, like, unofficially retired 3 years ago, but didn't tell us. All right, so we're going to jump into it. So last week of our 16 games, the first game of the night was Clemson was giving six to Louisville on the road. Kirch, what did you see that night?
Well, I picked Clemson, and I would have gotten the pick correctly, except Louisville covered on a fluke kickoff return. And as Baylor fans, we know all too well about crappy special teams.
Mm-hmm.
Louisville did have a shot to win at the end, but Clemson held on with a pick. That's about all you need to know about that game on Thursday night.
So Clemson won but didn't cover. Dub, the next game, you get the fun game of breaking down Illinois versus North Carolina. North Carolina favored by 10.
So I see what you did there, Dia, giving me the non-fun game. I'm not going to break this game down because we all know Big Ten football is boring. Illinois is boring.
Whoa, their coach, whoa.
Easy, Chicago boy.
Watch yourself.
So UNC kicked their butt 48-14. So Illinois is a disaster. Their coach has recently been fired. And UNC, they play in the ACC. I think they should just stick to basketball, personally. Larry Fedora, yeah, copy. But... yeah, well, it really wasn't that exciting. I honestly didn't watch this game. I just watched some highlights, and that's all you need to know. It was not exciting. Illinois sucks. Big Ten football's boring. Next.
You shut your mouth.
Next.
Chuck, we had the Big Ten brunch game of the week with Northwestern going to Duke. Duke was a 3-point favorite. What happened with your hometown?
Well, the Northwestern Wildcats, the leader of the Big Ten right now.
That tells you all you need to know about Big Ten football.
The best, Northwestern best conference in the country. Ohio State, Michigan State, better watch out. So
who did
Northwestern
Ohio State almost lose to?
Shut it. Northwestern.
Northern Illinois.
Jesus.
Another Illinois school. Don't fuck with us Illinois schools. So Northwestern went down to Duke. Duke really sucks without what's his name? The wide receiver, Crowder.
Just leave it there. Duke really sucks.
Yeah, okay, Duke really sucks. Northwestern, it was a tight game for the first half, and then Northwestern kind of just blew it open in the second half.
Chuck, so is it fair to say that Northwestern, after beating Stanford and Duke, they won the Smarties Bowl?
You could say that.
The SAT Bowl.
There's a co-pilot in my squadron at work, and he really sucks at flying, and he's from Duke. So Duke sucks.
Matt, the Flyers you like, who's the, like, where'd they go to school?
A&M.
Well, I did fly with two Aggie grads in the same plane today. And actually, they did pretty well, so it'd have to be A&M for now.
Not interesting. So, Dub, you're back up. Nebraska went to Miami. Miami's a 3.5-point favorite.
So, Dia, this kills you if you're a gambler. So, Miami won 36-33 in overtime. Nebraska, I actually turned this game off in the beginning of the third quarter because Nebraska was down. I think it was by 23, and they were getting just worked by Miami. It reminded me of in 2001 going to watch Eric Crouch get dominated by that all-star Miami team in the national title game. But Nebraska came roaring back. I'm sure my mom, a huge Nebraska fan, was going nuts in the fourth quarter, had a couple too many cocktails probably. I think bottom line, they went to overtime. And I believe, didn't Miami pick it off? I didn't actually see the overtime.
Yes. Yeah.
So Miami picked it off, and then they kicked a field goal, correct? I think that's what happened.
Correct. Yep. First play of overtime, I think.
You know, it's kind of sad to see how these two storied programs, they've both kind of fallen into mediocrity. It's funny they want the Miami coach. I think a lot of guys still want him fired, or at least locally. I know they had a
Matt, quit talking. Moral of the story, Nebraska, Big Ten school covers.
The other moral of the story, it's interesting. My buddies that went to Oregon State, they said this is classic Mike Riley. So giving you just enough hope that then you get your heart ripped out at the end. So Nebraska's on the right track for that with two crushing losses already.
There you go, Huskers. So speaking of Big Ten football covering, let's go with the team that didn't cover and talk about Purdue. Virginia Tech was a 6-point favorite going to Purdue. They're 6-point favorite going to Purdue. Why the line wasn't bigger, I don't know, but Purdue crushed it. Or got crushed, my bad, flip that. Purdue got crushed 51-24. I didn't watch anything about this game because I don't really care about watching either school, but just looking at the score.
I guess Big Ten football is boring.
Exactly. Only Will wants to watch it. So, yeah, so Virginia Tech covered handily. So, speaking of which, Chuck is the only one who picked Purdue in that game.
PU,
they're awful. All right, so next up, Georgia Tech.
Dia, I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have breaking NFL waiver news on the podcast. The New York Giants just released wide receiver Preston Parker.
It's impressive. They got the paper through at 9:30 Central Time on a Wednesday night.
Thanks, Stugatz.
So Georgia Tech was a 1-point favorite going to Notre Dame. Notre Dame, I think, is just a lot better than what I expected because Notre Dame ended up cruising in that game. As Kirch pointed out earlier, Georgia Tech made it look close late, but when you're Georgia Tech and you're throwing almost 30 passes in the game, you're probably not going to cover that. So Georgia Tech dropped their first game. Notre Dame's still looking pretty good, even though everybody keeps getting hurt. In true Notre Dame style, they get a stop, they jump up in the end zone to celebrate, and their safety goes down and tears his ACL.
Oh, I saw that. That was crazy, man.
Yeah, so another
guy down.
I feel
bad for that guy.
Dub, so speaking of feeling bad, how bad do you feel for Gus Malzahn? Talk about Auburn going to LSU.
So since I live in lower Alabama, the trashy part of Florida, I don't feel bad for Auburn or Alabama. They have the trashiest fans. If you see them at the beach, I guarantee you they have at least 7 tattoos. This game, LSU just trounced, man. That running back that LSU has as a stud, Leonard Fournette. Did you guys watch that game? Did you see him truck the Auburn defensive back?
It was on. We were kind of drinking for Kirch's birthday, so I saw it a little bit.
Drinking and eating.
LSU finished. They had 411 yards rushing against the vaunted War Eagle defense. I think it's a down year for Auburn. I think in general a lot of SEC is overrated. And LSU was looking good on that hot Death Valley 125-degree field temperature weather. Gukes Tigers, in honor of Megan Templin. Shout out to Templin wherever you are.
Hey, Darth Vader, you're up over there. We'll let you.
Oh, what game am I talking about? Dude, I told you, you got to tell me when I'm up and what game I'm talking about.
Will, like, do you have anything in front of you at all?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. South Carolina at Georgia.
We've been doing this for a couple weeks. You think I have anything in front of me?
I'm hoping improvement comes. It's just not happening.
The only thing Chuck needs to know is how good the Big Ten is.
That's all I need to know.
So two non-Big Ten teams, South Carolina going to Georgia. Georgia was a 17-point favorite.
Yeah, those aren't Big Ten teams. No, nothing about it. No, so Grayson Lambert only throws one incompletion because South Carolina blows this year. They win 52-20, covered the 17 real easy.
You guys think Spurrier is going to retire at the end of this year?
Yes.
No.
I think he's done. I think he'll be not forced out, but I think he'll be told to just retire gracefully. I don't think he has anything in the tank. I saw him do his post-game interview on that show, and he looked just defeated.
That's because the quarterback was 96% passing. That'll defeat you.
Speaking of 96% passing, we're going to go to the K-Money birthday special, Texas Tech against
Arkansas. K-Money birthday special.
We did see the Raiders take it to Arkansas. I listened to the last week's podcast, and there were many Raider powers given out in the podcast and also while we were watching the game. I don't have a whole lot of notes on this because all you need to know is that Tech rolled Arkansas just like they should. Arkansas is garbage, just like Auburn. And Tech is going to continue to do well, and Arkansas will continue to not do well.
I love how
Raider
coach
power
Bielema, he just got his ass kicked after Bielema was a dick to all the high school football coaches this summer.
Bert Bielema got what was coming to him, and he's going to get it again from Texas A&M.
I think that guy has a pretty
coach. You know why he went to the SEC? He just couldn't cut it in the Big Ten.
I think couldn't cut it in the Big Ten. You got to take a step down to the SEC.
90% sure he is a really smoke piece for a wife, but that dude is nasty. Have you seen his beard gut?
Yeah, she's after that wallet, I think.
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of nasty, we're going to go talk about Texas now. So Cal went to Texas. Cal was a 6.5-point favorite. And UT actually looks like they have an offense. Gerard Hurd could actually pass the ball. I think he had like 500-something passing, which set the school record, but they still lost, which is funny. Cal's secondary is still really bad, so UT was able to pile up yards and points. We'll see if it's able to carry over going forward against Oklahoma State. But Cal won but did not cover, so Texas got the cover. Chuck,
congrats.
You're going to go to the game you wanted to talk about last week with Florida is a 3-point favorite.
Stanford USC?
Nope, you didn't get that one.
I didn't get that one. I got that right.
But we're not talking about right or wrong. We're talking about what you get to talk about.
What am I up to?
I just gave you that.
Oh, Dia, that's right. We have breaking news again from the NFL. The NFL's machine is churning. It does not stop. The Baltimore Ravens acquired cornerback Will Davis from Miami for a 2016 seventh-round draft pick.
Attaboy, Will.
And, Dia, fun fact for you. Did you know Russia has a larger surface area than Pluto? Fun fact of the day brought to you by your Waco Payway. Come by Waco Payway anytime for fresh meat. Recommend you hold the veggies, white rice, extra sauce. Waco Payway, off Waco Drive.
That's the three food groups right there. Meat, rice, and sauce.
Matt, do you just kind of copy from different ESPN shows? Cowherd, Dan Le Batard show?
So So technically, Colin Cowherd is not with his former employer. I won't name the name. They treated him wrong.
Breaking news.
Fox Sports now.
So then what about the Levitard show?
Yes, I shamelessly copied. I came up with my own shit.
Dub does not copy Mike and Mike because there's no Mike reason and to Mike,
you know, it's because Mike Greenberg likes Northwestern, and that's lame.
Smart. Northwestern is really good, and they play in the best conference stuff. So.
Top 25 all teams.
All of a sudden, Sadie Mae, German Shepherd, got real frisky. She's attacking me, pawing me. Being a good girl.
She's an apex predator.
Hey, Chuck, I think that covers it for Florida against Kentucky.
Can we
pause?
Yeah,
about sums up that game. 3 field goals for Kentucky. They lose 14-9 because they suck.
Tia, can we talk tailgate award real fast?
Hold on.
Charlie got real excited about that one.
She's like staring me down. Charlie, you see people?
Lose the mutt.
I've tried. Like, Whitney gave up.
Whitney.
D, you have a backyard, son.
Yeah, I know. She'll go nuts. She, like, digs and shit. Hold on. Let me figure out a way to solve this. Hold on a second. All right, so the rest of the games we don't really want to talk about. Stanford beat USC, so they covered in one. SMU looked pretty good against TCU.
Dude, quit trying to rush us.
Quit trying to rush through the trees, D.
Will, which game will we have next?
Oh. Stanford, USC.
Okay.
The Fighting Trees dominated. Converted every third down. Dominated the line of scrimmage and wore down USC to upset USC, like I called last week.
Yep. Dub. SMU.
So what that also means is, since Northwestern beat Stanford, Northwestern's better than USC. Northwestern's probably the best team in the country.
They have the best defense.
Yep, for sure.
Anthony Walker.
Did you guys see Will Ferrell lead out the mighty USC Trojans onto the field?
Nope.
Missed that one.
You missed it. You guys moving on from that. Moving on.
Moving on. So, Dub, SMU went to TCU. Talk about that.
So, I think SMU is highly – well, I think we'll look back at the SMU game and at the end of this year. That was a pretty good win for us. SMU is tough. They gave TCU all they could handle. I wish I would have bet on SMU on this game. What was the line? Do you have in front of you, dear?
37.
Oh, they easily covered that. That's easy money right there. I wish I could have gone back and – bet money. I didn't watch the game, but it's nice to see that TCU struggled. There's this guy in my squadron from TCU, and I gave him a lot of crap about it. So,
well, Dub, awesome. If you would have watched it, you would have seen that TCU left in their starters to run up the score as much as they could.
Oh, we all know that. Gary Patterson's a blowhard. Then he was talking shit about the Baylor football program and Art Briles. Straight fire. And my wife hates Gary Patterson. He's a fat who sweats way too fucking much.
No fart jokes, though. Right. That bombs are cool.
Sal, we're still undefeated on no fart jokes. So, Kirch,
PTSD was kicking in there. Sorry about that.
Kirch, next one. Ole Miss went to Bama. Bama was a 6.5-point favorite. Did they cover?
No, of course they didn't cover because Ole Miss is the best team in the country. They have 11.
Hold on. That's Northwestern.
Come again, Kirch?
Big Ten best conference, Ole Miss best team. They have 11 first place votes. Ohio State almost lost. Baylor's garbage. TCU's garbage. Ole Miss, your 2015
Northwestern.
They got the best tailgate at the Grove, that's for sure. Dia, we need to get that tailgate up. Hotty Toddy, good God Almighty.
Dia is surprised by all of this information.
I
can see it on his face.
Chuck, game.
So the game, overall, it was the nightcap. It took way too long. It should have been a blowout, but Ole Miss tried to choke it away as hard as they could, but they didn't in the end. They ended up winning and covering. Chuck, you're up.
What do we got left? UCLA, BYU?
There you go. You guessed right.
Chuck, don't forget your quarterback's last the real week. Deal.
Well, last game of the night, UCLA, BYU. UCLA, Josh Rosen threw way too many interceptions. Should have covered the 17, but they only won by one.
Chuck, what did you predict last week?
Well, I predicted 3 to 4 touchdowns, and if Josh Rosen wasn't such a – they would have covered that easy. But they just wanted to make it dramatic for TV.
That makes sense. It is L.A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to keep them coming back. All right, so before we get on to this week's picks, we have a game we've designed for one for Kirch and another one for Matt.
Let's play a game.
Yeah, so Will, you can be our scorer, so keep track in your office about who's scoring what. So, Kirch, you can't cheat and look any of this up.
Since we all know I have notes.
Yeah, well, I know you have ample room to take some notes because you don't have any currently.
Well, he would need paper first, dude.
All right, so here's how this game works. I'm going to give you guys a name. Kirch, you have to tell me what team that guy plays for. Matt, you have to tell me what college that guy went to.
Easy. Easy money.
All right. So, Matt, I'm going to name you Dallas Cowboys, and you have to tell me which college they went to. Kirch,
easy.
I know you don't watch the NFL. Your game's easier than Dub, so if you do worse, like, you're going to get made fun of. Your game is, I'm going to name you Pro Bowlers from this season, from the 2015 season. You have to tell me what team they play for.
Well, most of the Pro Bowlers are second pick kind of guys.
No, because... no. These are pretty easy. I even tested Will earlier, and he got them all, so.
All right, fine.
All right, so, Dub, we'll start with you. Tony Romo, what college did he go to?
Ooh, Eastern Illinois.
Check. Got it.
Come back soon, Tony. Tony's my fantasy football quarterback. I'd like to wish him a healthy recovery, and I need him soon. Because I have bitch-ass Joe Flacco sucks.
All right, so I don't know how we follow up bitch-ass Joe Flacco, but Kirk.
Joe Flacco, elite quarterback. Donnie T says so.
Donnie T does say. Okay, so Kirk, I'm going to give you the player. You have to tell me what NFL team they're currently playing for. DeMarco Murray plays for who?
Oh, my God.
I know that he was with the Cowboys, right? He got traded.
Where did he get traded to?
Philadelphia?
Nice, you got one.
I'm surprised you got that.
1-1.
Well, hold on, Kirch. Now, you don't get any extra points, but this is more up your alley. Where did DeMarco Murray go to college?
Oh, OU.
There you go. See, I knew you could name that part.
I love, as a Dallas Cowboy fan, I loved watching DeMarco Murray just get slapped by the Cowboys. Just what's up, hot cocky with it. Just slam his ass to the ground. What did he have, like 7 yards rushing the whole game?
Yeah, it wasn't
a lot. Are you talking about when he was the best running back for Dallas?
No, like, he's talking about on Sunday.
Stuck it.
I know, I'm trying to hate on that.
Sadie May is attacking me again right now. Crazy German Shepherd dog.
Hey, Dub. All right, so we're going to stay with the whole running back thing. Where did Joseph Randle go to school?
Kansas State.
Oklahoma State.
Oh, Kansas State. Dang it.
All right, so...
Score, 1 for Dub, 1 for Kirch.
Kirch, you should know this. Where does Jamaal Charles play football?
KC.
Okay, nice.
Unless he got traded.
He did not get traded.
Dude, that wasn't on the list earlier. That one got a lot easier.
Kirch, yeah, this is bullshit. This is so easy for what Kirch has to do.
I only know Jamaal Charles because Katie beat Port Arthur Memorial to move on ahead in the playoffs to win state.
Port Arthur, RIP Pimp C. Hash, that's for you. Shout out to you, Hash. You'll be impressed with that.
All right, Sean Lee, where did he go to college?
Sean Lee, Dallas Cowboy linebacker. I have no idea.
He went to Penn State.
That was the only one I had no clue where
Penn
he went.
State? That makes sense. Linebacker, you, I get it.
That's all right. I don't even know who Sean Lee is.
I don't think you're going to know who a lot of these guys are, Kirk.
Yeah, it's good to see Sean Lee back after his... He had a knee injury last year, I think, didn't he?
Yeah, he was out, yeah.
It's good to see him back.
Kirk, Le'Veon Bell.
Dallas Cowboys' best defense in the NFL.
Where did he go?
Sorry, well, either one. Yeah, let's try that. Where did he go to college? If you can name that, you're definitely going to be able to tell me where he is at a pro.
Well, he was with the Steelers. He probably is still there.
He is with the Steelers, okay. Where did he go to college?
I don't know where he went to college.
We throw this question out. Dia, unfair influence. You're like Megyn Kelly talking to Donald Trump here. This is not fair.
No, they get harder.
When Dia proposed this game earlier, he had asked a lot harder questions for
Kirch. No, this is a good game.
These are a joke now.
No. I got 10 for each, so don't you get
you only gave me like 4 earlier.
Yeah,
that's why.
Dude, you're going to have to edit this thing along.
I feel like this is Marshall High School versus Katy Tigers all over again.
I know, Kirch, we do too. All right, Dub.
Guys, get in your corners. Kirch 3, Dub 1.
I'm in my corner, ready to pounce like Manny Pacquiao.
Dub, you're about to be mathematically eliminated, which is good so we can move this podcast along.
All right, Dub, Jason Witten, where did he go to school?
Jesus Christ, Jason Witten hasn't been in school for 23 years. Yeah. I was playing Halo 1 for Christ's sake before Jason Witten
was
back.
We'll switch it then. Where does his kids go to school?
Oh, Jesus, that's even worse.
Who's friends with Peyton Manning?
Tennessee.
Yep.
There you go. Dub with two.
Dub's back on the board.
Funny story about Peyton Manning in Tennessee. On this last deployment, I had to write these quotes for every time for this for our flights, for 8 flights a day. One, there's an aircraft commander from Tennessee. Every single day for 2 months, I gave him a different Peyton Manning quote.
That's impressive.
Loved it. Yep.
Good story.
Were a lot of them off SNL?
More than likely, probably.
All right, Kirsch, this is where it makes it kind of tricky for you. Greg Olsen, where does he play?
Oh, serious?
Been on the same team for like 8 years.
Chicago Bears. I can't take it anymore. Dia, this is bullshit.
He plays for the Carolina Panthers.
Those are the Chicago Bears.
All right, so Kirsch does. Right,
well, I won, so Kirsch, fuck you.
You gained one spot on me.
All right, Dub, let's try this.
Dub,
Cole Beasley,
two,
where do you go to college?
Good idea.
Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley played for Kansas State.
SMU.
SMU.
That's right. Damn, I suck at this.
Kirsch, Ndamukong Suh is now where?
I don't know where he is. I don't even know. All
right.
He's with Miami.
Dub with the steal. We're now tied 3-3.
By the way,
Dub 2, Kirsch 3.
Stugatz thinks J.J. Watt is the most overrated, obnoxious player in the NFL, and I happen to agree with him.
Well, he's over yourself,
J.J. Watt. Obviously, you agree with Stugatz.
Flip the tire, J.J. Watt. Get over yourself.
All right, we're going to give Dub the steal on the Ndamukong Suh. We'll call it 3-3. Dub. He was a Pro Bowler for the Cowboys last
year. Dub 2, Kirsch 3. I'm the scorekeeper, Dia.
All right, Kirch. Fine.
Kirch. Dia, I was told this is a college football podcast.
Will's more like the gay ring boy in the Speedo walking around holding up the round 4 sign.
That's what he does on the weekends now. Mm-hmm. All right, Dub, he was a Pro Bowler last year. Travis Frederick, where did he go to school?
Oh, I remember T. Fred. Shout out to Haley Strickler.
Nope, not that guy.
Not that. Different T. Fred.
The T. Fred I'm talking about went to A&M. So what?
He's definitely not a Cowboy.
He's not even in the NFL.
I'm going to pass. Next. Let's do next. Next.
Okay. The Pro Bowler went to Wisconsin. Kirsch, you're Pro Bowler. Actually, let's just do Kirsch because it's funnier. Kirsch, where does Luke Kuechly play?
Oh, my God.
Same place as Greg Olsen.
I don't know. Probably like the Saints or somewhere.
Oh my God, Kirsch.
Dub, where does Luke Kuechly play?
Carolina Panthers.
There you go.
I feel bad because he's such a good linebacker on such a shitty team.
That shitty team beat the Texans.
Kirsch, Joe Hayden, where does he play?
Never even heard of him.
Dub.
What was the question?
Joe Hayden,
what position does he play? Oh, no, Cleveland Browns.
There you go.
Hangs out with Johnny fucking football.
Johnny JFF. He looked pretty good last weekend.
Let's get back to college football, fellas.
Hold on, Kirsch. We're almost there.
We're losing listeners.
I don't think so, because this is entertaining.
I don't think so. I think the listeners are actually tuning in for this shit.
Justin Houston. He led the NFL in sacks last year. Where does he play?
This is a tough one.
Yeah, the sack leader. Tough one.
KC.
Nice, you got it.
Nailed it.
Did you
look it up?
Kirsch is like Google paid off.
I saw his eyes reading off his computer.
All right, we got two more. Kirsch, you have a 5-second countdown to knock these down. Justin Forsett.
I need more than 5 seconds to Google this.
Nope.
Siri
you
doesn't
guess. Dub with the steal.
What is it, where he plays NFL
now,
or where he
yes.
went to college?
NFL.
Forsett? I thought he's
Both.
Chicago Bears.
No.
Baltimore.
Where did he play in college?
I have no idea.
Cal. All right, last one. He's a defensive lineman. Marcel Darius.
All right, hang
no,
on.
I've Listen. Never heard of that fucker.
Listen to this. Marcel Darius.
Right. We're definitely losing.
There you have it, Dia.
Kirsch gave a thought of a friend on this one.
How the hell should I know? He's not in my contact.
All right, so of the 10 Pro Bowlers, like, who are legitimately good players. I didn't even pull up offensive linemen. Kirch named 4 of the 10.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Is it?
Better than I thought.
Okay.
One of them I did Google.
Okay, so.
3 out of 10.
Dub, doing my Cowboys research. I'm just going to give you 2, see if you can nail them. Brandon Carr and Jay hung out. Where did he go to school?
Central Michigan. Shout out to
nope.
Kara Elsie and Allie Gruber.
Kirch, with the steal, where did Jay go to college?
Grand Valley State. Correct. Best team in D3. Boom, Dub. You're toast.
All right, he's a running back. Where did Lance Dunbar go to school? It's near Dallas. It's in Denton.
TCU.
TCU in Denton. No,
it's not in Denton.
Hey, money wins again.
Kind of by Winstar. Shout out to Sums. Me and Sums, many nights at Winstar. A lot of heartbroken late night, 3 a.m. drive back to the campus. Broke as fuck because we just lost Pocket Aces to Pocket King.
If by 3 a.m. you mean 9 a.m., then sure.
Yeah, Matt, come on. You made me lose a lot of money there by making me stick around so you could win your money back.
And I didn't win my money back. I lost it.
And I lost my money that I had won.
Phil, didn't I make you stay 24 hours at the
book? You made me wait for like 14 hours.
Oh my god.
I remember me talking to Will. He's like, dude, I'm never coming back to the casino again.
That was a rough night for Will.
Yeah. All right. So, Dub, you wanted to give out some tailgate awards.
Yeah, I want to give out the tailgate torchbearer award. I heard this on the previous podcast. The torchbearer award. Congratulations, Ashish Matthews. You carried the tailgate. You carried the tailgate not only during the day, but at night when you were drunk as and you were trying to fight your boy Garza, and you really distinguished yourself when you went into the neighbor's tailgate, into his little area, and he told you to get out of his trailer. So Hash, my boy, bringing it strong, sipping, asking your boy Dub at 2 p.m. if you want straight Balcones whiskey shots, and then he pulled out the fireball at like 6 p.m. and just was ripping it. So Hash, you're the man. Keep it up. I expect you to be the torchbearer for the rest of the tailgates this year.
So who's y'all's predictions for torchbearer at tailgate on Saturday?
Oh, it's Hash, of course.
D-Block!
It's Hash. Hash is... Oh, well, if he's not... So, wow, that's surprising.
I think he's banned himself until homecoming, I think.
I'm going without the white lion there, I'm going with D-Block.
I did predict Dia earlier, so I'm going to stick to my guns and say Dia.
All right.
Although I'm going to have a sleeper pick. I'm going to say Garza the whole first half of the Baylor game last week. Every time. What's our senior wide receiver name at Baylor?
Jay Lee.
Jay Lee. Every time Jay Lee caught like a 65-yard touchdown pass or like an 85-yard bomb, Garza screaming at second field. Jay Lee sucks. Bench Jay Lee. He fucking sucks. He's like, Garza, he just scored a fucking touchdown. What are you talking about?
City doesn't like him, so.
Sally and Garza love them some Jay Lee.
Garza hates Jay Lee.
So does Sally. All right, so we got our awards. Dub, you also had a little something else prepared, I think.
That's right, Dia. Actually, breaking news. The Houston Texans just signed running back Daryl Richardson to the practice squad. So welcome, Mr. Richardson. And also, the Buffalo Bills signed safety Jonathan Meeks from their practice squad.
Oh, Meeks, huh?
Meeks, a firm purple shirt herself. And Dia, did you know Oxford University is older than the Aztec Empire? That surprised me. I did not know that. I didn't think Oxford would be older than the Aztecs.
Well, the Aztecs don't exist anymore, so I guess Oxford keeps adding years, and the Aztecs, they're just done.
Well, that's a good point, too.
It's kind of like Dia's cumulative numbers earlier.
Well, mine are accurate. I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, right, when's the new Halo? Wait, hold on, Dia. Before we go sports, let's stay current events. When does the new Halo come out, and are you guys going to buy it? Halo 5. I'm going to buy it.
Nope.
It comes out September.
30 years old. Don't do that.
If it were 2005, yes.
Dia, it's kind of like investing in baseball cards, which, by the way, I'd like to say rest in peace, Yogi Berra passed away today at age 90.
That's a heck of a transition. He did die.
It's a celebration. He had a long life. He had a long, successful life. He was 90 years old, for God's sakes.
To bring us full circle, has Yogi Berra played Halo before?
I think he has. As he liked Probably. To say, as he liked to say, when there's a fork in the road, take it. So I'm sure he would play Halo.
There you go.
Sure, sure.
All yep. right, so we're going to bounce back from the death announcement.
that's a weak segue there, D. You need to work on that. Be a little more sensitive.
The segue is, D, what are you sipping on?
Oh, that is our segue. I was about to hold this up for the camera, but no one else will be able to see it.
I can see it.
Well, you guys can, but everyone else listening.
I don't care about them.
All right, so I'm drinking a no-label Nightmare on First Street. The twins and Sarah turned me on to this at Kirch's birthday this past weekend, so I am downing that while we're going for this thing.
I want to give a solid what's up, ma, shout out to Sarah Chardonnay, my girl. What's up, girl? See you doing your thing over there. Got that nice little booty. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm.
Hopefully my wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
No, but Sarah does, so you're in luck.
Well, you're there in luck. We go. There we go.
Dub, what are you sipping on tonight?
I'm sipping on some straight from, actually, a guy I flew with on this deployment is from this town, from Shiner, Texas. A nice Shiner Bock.
You act like you've never heard of it before.
This tiny town called Shiner.
Did you know Shiner, Texas, population 2,000 people? Very small.
You forgot the air horn for that.
Well, this isn't breaking NFL free agent news, so it doesn't get the air horn. I got another fact for you guys. For every human on Earth, there are 1.6 million ants. Think about that. Every human.
I knew you were going to say ants.
1.6 million ants. And did you know, and you didn't, because I'm telling you now, the total weight of all those ants is the same as all the humans. Let that percolate in your brains. It's going to blow your mind.
Where are all those ants at?
A lot of them are in Africa. I've seen them.
South Africa, like such as?
And such as, well, and we're not talking about Iraq. They're in Iraq, too. Big fucking ants in Iraq. Be Iraq. Shout out to Miss South Carolina.
South Carolina, good place.
Kirch, what are you sipping on?
Tonight I'm sipping on Cotton Hollow Tennessee Bourbon Whiskey.
Mm.
Produced in small batches.
In?
Tennessee.
Kentucky. I thought it was from Kentucky.
It's distilled and aged in Tennessee. It's bottled by Cotton Hollow Distilling LLC in Bardstown, Kentucky.
What was that distillery we took a tour of, Kirch, for your... Oh, no, Diaz, for your bachelor party.
Yeah, we went where
they
said
it, they told us it takes, you know, 8 years to get the distillery up and running, but they've been up for like a year, and they're trying to sell us their homemade brew or homemade whiskey.
Oh, so I'll have you know, I went to Specs to go get something for Kirch's birthday, and I asked the guy, what should I get? And he told me to buy that Bellmead stuff. So it's really well known. So that was his recommendation.
You have a good factoid of your own on the big distillery that makes all these things in Indiana. I sent you that article, and you appreciated it.
I read it. I don't know what fact I'm supposed to spit out at the moment. Hey, Chuck, what are you sipping on?
Lemon lime Gatorade.
All right.
That's what I'm drinking every single week.
I know. I'm just, you know, kind of hoping I'm not drinking alone going forward, but... All right. So, Matt, how are you feeling?
So, since coming back from the Iraq, I've been... a even more lightweight than it was before, yeah. So I'm about 4 in right now. I'm feeling good.
Matt, why are those biceps still shrinking?
Oh, that's a good question, Will. It has to do with getting old and being married. So my give a fuck is low.
All right, so speaking of my give a fuck is low, let's go to our first game. Boise's a 2.5-point favorite going to Virginia. Virginia's already dropped 2 games to UCLA and Notre Dame. They beat Bill and Mary last week by less than 10 points. Their quarterback is Matt Johns.
Old Bill?
Old Bill and Mary. It's also older than the Azteca regime. Matt Johns is their starter. His Grayson Lehrer left. You going to have to fact check that one later. I don't know. Matt Johns is
Stugatz is never wrong.
He might be. I'm having a hard time getting through this between the dog barking and everyone else talking, so that didn't help either. Their offense has been good enough to win, but their defense keeps giving up yards and lots of points. They're 101st in the S&P rankings. Boise, conversely, has
they're
a great
defense.
They're
in the S&P 500?
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope, they're not there either. Chuck, one day you're going to start learning what, like, facts are and stats, and one day I'm going to start hitting games. But so
dude,
far, either's happened.
I don't need no facts. That's why I get all these games right.
We don't need no education, do you?
Anyway, okay, so with all this, I'm going to go for West Virginia to cover the 2.5 at home.
Too bad West Virginia's not playing in that damn game.
They would win. I'm taking Virginia.
A little farther east.
See, that's what facts get you, dear.
That's what facts get you.
I'm keeping you on your toes.
We got notes.
All right, who's up next? I'm taking Virginia. Who y'all got?
I got Boise.
I'm taking Boise. They're strong. Not impressed with Virginia.
No. You guys
rape scandal is still affecting University of Virginia. They're still negatively affected by that rape scandal story by Rolling Stone, which was false, by the way.
Virginia, who 2 weeks ago, if I knew beforehand what the games were on our podcast, would have told you was the play of the week to almost beat Notre Dame. Virginia is going to win this game at home. So you don't even need the spread. They win straight up.
Boise will win because they like to send in the dogs.
No. The other thing you have to remember is this Boise State's going all the way across country to Virginia. It's a difficult travel trip for them. Virginia's going to win by 3 to 10 points.
So here's the thing I don't get about when people are like, well, they're flying across the country, but like they're not flying to Japan.
Like, yeah. Boise flies everywhere. Yeah.
As the resident professional aviation
expert. Look what happened to Stanford when they went to Northwestern. Played 11 a.m. game, so that's a 9 a.m. start for Stanford. It affects you.
This is a 7 o'clock game on Friday.
So that's like playing 4 o'clock in the afternoon at Boise.
Dub, go ahead.
Yep, as the resident aviation professional on this podcast, I will say, going from mountain time to eastern time is not that big of an effect. Now, if they were going the other way, if they were going from Eastern time to Pacific time, that's where you see a lot of the lag. But going
fuck off,
west,
Matt.
Going west to east should not affect Boise State. Look for Boise State big. That's Dub's Stone Cold Payway pick of the week. Bet the house on Boise.
Oh, man, you'll be broke after that. You won't be able to afford Payway after that pick.
So, Chuck, you get the next game. Stanford is a 15.5-point favorite going to the Beavers.
So the Beavers, they kind of suck, but I look for in this spot Stanford to kind of have a letdown after beating up on USC. I think Stanford wins the game pretty easily, but I would say Stanford by 14. I'd look for Oregon State to cover or at least have the chance of the backdoor cover.
You don't just go into Corvallis and sneak out with 16-point wins.
Nope. Going to Corvallis. Anyway, I'm taking Oregon State. Without Sean Mannion, they're having lots of problems. Seth Collins, their new quarterback, is checked down city. Stanford coming off the big win, but Kevin Holgan has a sprained ankle, may not play. So I'm taking Oregon State to cover the 15.5.
I agree with that pick. Some of my best friends in my squadron are from Oregon State, and they swear by Corvallis. They say it's a great time. We should go try it out sometime.
We'll see. Kirch, who you got?
Good insight why to pick Oregon State there, Matt.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm going with Oregon State. I wrote down Stanford, but I've had a change of heart. I think that the Beavers are going to take care of business, even though they don't really have any impressive wins.
They don't even have impressive losses either.
I have no reason to believe in the Beavers other than you don't go into Corvallis and sneak out with 16-point
wins. Don't go into Corvallis. You just don't.
It just doesn't happen. It's a late game. It's an easy call. Go with the Beavers.
It's a 7 o'clock game.
Your sheet says 9.
9 our time.
9 our time.
Yeah, but 7 o'clock's pretty late.
And you know, Stanford is in the same time zone. Don't really affect them too much here.
Stanford boys are going
to
be in class.
West Coast time zone.
Will, as the resident aviation expert, I would agree with Will here. Going from West Coast time to West Coast time does not affect the players.
Matt, you get the next game. Southern Miss going to Nebraska. Nebraska's a 23.5-point favorite.
You know, D, I was excited to talk about this game. Nebraska's going to have a huge emotional letdown. So Miami, arch rival, they have a history going back to the Tom Osborne days. Nebraska is not going to be pumped to play Southern Miss. Southern Miss, they're sporty. Nebraska's won the last 4 out of 5. However, Southern Miss has covered against Nebraska for the last 5 matchups.
And win
bet Southern Miss. Southern Miss loses, but they cover.
All right, well, I could give two shits about this game.
Big Ten football, Will.
I know, I'm going to go with Nebraska just because they're a Big Ten school. That's okay. All I got.
I'm going with Southern Miss because it's a brunch kickoff. It's an early kickoff. Nebraska doesn't care. They're going to think they're going to roll. They will roll, but they won't roll to the tune of 23.5. Southern Miss.
I'm taking the Huskers, not only because I'm trying to convince Kirch and Eman and Evan, and I was going to convince Dub, but I got his answer now, to go to Nebraska. Tommy Armstrong's been airing it out this year with mixed results, but out wide with Jordan Westerkamp and Brandon Riley, they actually got two potential guys who could be all-conference players.
Is that Lincoln Riley's kid?
I don't think so.
It tells you what you need to know about the Big Ten when Nebraska's two white wide receivers could be all-conference.
But they're all white wide receivers there. That's why Will likes their conference. Southern Miss's secondary is terrible.
Dude, what are you trying to imply there?
I'm going to let you read the tea leaves there.
Yeah, I don't like what you're implying.
I didn't say anything.
Tata wouldn't approve yet.
Nope.
Anyway, so this is going south quick. I'm picking Nebraska to cover the 23.5. I think they're going to go home. I think they're going to get all grumpy about what happened at Miami. So I'm taking the grumpy Huskers. Kirsch, next up, Georgia Tech, 8.5-point favorite at Duke. Who you got?
First, you got to lead off with the very fact that the Big Ten is the best conference. Northwestern, best defense. Duke held on. They didn't get completely blown out by the Wildcats. Therefore, Duke is better than people think. Georgia Tech, coming off a loss. They don't have the offense that will run up a bunch of points. Duke is at home. It's another brunch kickoff, and Duke will be able to hang in there and lose by less than 8.5. Picking Duke.
Kirch, I agreed with most of what you said until you said Georgia Tech cannot score in a bunch of points.
No, they can. They run the ball.
They scored like 60-some-odd points twice this year. But I do agree with everything else.
Not against a team like Duke, they didn't.
Now, I agree with what you said.
The vaunted Blue Devils.
Duke had a tough matchup last week with Northwestern, Big Ten powerhouse. You wonder if they're mentally and physically beaten up after that game. But I think they're going to be able to keep it close with Georgia Tech as they are kind of disheartened after their loss to Notre Dame. Give me Duke to cover the, 8.5? Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. I'm taking Georgia Tech. I think Georgia Tech, they got embarrassed last week. They can't throw the ball as much. Kirch said that Duke hung close to Northwestern, but failed to point out Duke was favored in that game and lost by 9.
Northwestern, best team in the Big Ten.
We'll see about that. Thomas Shirk for Duke needs to stop turning the ball over, but he's also a pretty good running quarterback for him. Duke's defense is pretty good. I'm still taking Georgia Tech to cover the 8.5 because I think they can bounce back, and I'm taking them to win by 10. So I got them covered.
I agree, yeah.
Nice.
On to the next one.
All right, so our brunch game of the day. Get your mimosas ready. Go make some waffles. I was going to say taquitos, but they don't make those up in Michigan.
Search for the perfect Bloody Mary.
So Will's going to be going to Ann Arbor this week to go try to watch BYU go take on Michigan. Michigan's a 5.5-point favorite. I'm so excited to cover another Michigan game on this podcast. I'm hoping they come to an end here quickly. Their running back is average.
Dude, we cover every Big Ten school on this podcast.
I know. This is what we get when you pick the games. Jake Rudolph has been pretty bad this year. He keeps pressing the ball down the field, and it's not working out. Michigan's defense is actually pretty good. BYU's defense is average across the board. They're not giving up a lot of long plays, and that's helping them so far. I'm taking BYU to win the game, so I'm taking them, and I'm taking the 5.5 points they're getting from Michigan.
Dia, this is the Panda Express lock of the week. It's Michigan and the points. BYU's magic has run out, Dia. They've had two Hail Mary bombs to win games this year. They're going to get smoked at the Big House.
So what happened to Boise being the pay-away lock of the week?
This is the Panda Express.
This is the Panda Express locker room.
My bad.
Different advertisers.
Confuse the fast food Asian restaurant.
As a businessman, you should be aware of how the advertising thing works for this podcast.
I mean, Will, you are currently watching the Asian markets right now.
I was.
Chuck, what do you got for this game?
I got Michigan as well. They'll cover the 5.5. I think Michigan actually this year is going to be one of the better teams to bet on. I think they're under Jim Harbaugh, they're going to slowly get better throughout the season. I think as the season goes on, they'll actually give like Ohio State a run for their money in the final game of the season. BYU, like Matt said, has been pretty lucky to be where they are right now. I think Michigan wins by probably about 10 to 14 points.
All right, Kirch.
Now that Chuck's done breaking down the Nikkei and the Asian markets, BYU, their magic hasn't run out. They are a good team. They took UCLA to the wire, and they've won their other two games. They've played some good teams. Michigan is overrated. BYU can cover 5.5 points.
Big Ten power.
They could, in fact, win another brunch game.
We're going to have to speed these picks up. I'm getting tired. Faster, funnier, boys. Here we go.
All right, so speaking of speeding this up, let's go and talk about Baylor and Rice. Rice is going to the Co. this week. Baylor's a 34.5-point favorite. Chuck, what do you see from that game?
I foresee a lot of drunk people at the tailgate not actually watching this football game.
Hash doesn't even go into the game. Shout out to Hash.
Who really gives a shit other than we went to Baylor? I'll take Baylor to cover the whatever it was, 34 or 35. I have no opinion on the game.
Dub?
I like Rice here. I like Rice a lot. I think Baylor's in a little bit of funk right now. Our defense is horrible. I don't know what's going on with defense, but
Baylor Rice hater.
Rice to cover. I say Baylor wins by 4 touchdowns, but Rice will cover.
I got Baylor to cover by 10 touchdowns.
Nah, that's aggressive, Will. You need to put that lime Gatorade down.
Baylor's looking to get their edge back this week after looking pretty weak versus SMU and Lamar.
Don't be discouraged.
Historically, Baylor is a pretty good bet to cover, and so I feel like this line is artificially high because Baylor usually just, like, runs up the score on people. It's not the same team as they have been the last few years. 34.5 is a ton of points. Baylor will get out to a comfortable lead and coast, put in Stiddy, and they'll win comfortably, but
Stiddy
not by
34.5.
I'm going Corso, not so fast. Leave Stiddy's ass on the bench. We're riding Seth Russell in the national championship. Seth just needs to get comfortable. Rice's defense.
Dude, you might want to throw a couple bones on that national championship line if that's what you think.
No, I'm just going to bet the two title games just go from there. The semifinal and all that. We'll ride that ship when it's back kind of in port. Anyway, Seth Russell seems to relax. Rice's defense isn't that good. Baylor's offense is going to go nuts. I think the defense is finally going to take a step forward this week. Rice has some good ball carriers, so Baylor's key is going to be able to stop the run and get off the field. And their quarterback, Dreyfus Jackson, will turn the ball over. So Baylor just needs to be opportunistic, force some turnovers, get the ball back. They're going to cover the 35.
Dia, do you know what side of the boat port is on?
The left.
Yep.
Nice. So that was a good one.
L-E-F-T, four letters, port, four letters, P-O-R-T.
Or you could just know it like me.
I bet the LCs know that too. Or actually, I bet they don't.
They're on a boat 4 days a week. I mean, they know star and port.
I'm on a boat.
So yeah, I want to talk about Tennessee, Florida, D. I'm stuck in SEC land. Tennessee, they've had a lot of good recruits the last couple of years. They're going to dominate Florida. Florida, their coach, he was in a little bit of scandal. He chewed out that player. It made Colin Cowherd. It made Dan Le Batard show nationally. They're in a funk. Tennessee's going
to
own
Matt listens to.
They're going to own them. Tennessee, look for Tennessee big. I look for Tennessee for a 2-touchdown win. And the swamp's not what it used to be.
Have you ever been to the swamp?
Yes, I have.
I was hoping you'd say no there.
I'm not talking about the football stadium. I'm talking about the swamp in Okaloosa Island in Fort Walton. It's got the foam party Sunday nights. That's what I was talking about.
Crab Island.
Is that not what it used to be either?
And we actually, when I was single, we hit on these girls, and it was 11 o'clock p.m., and these girls were like, oh, we got to leave. And we were like, why? And we saw these old 50-year-old women, turned out to be their mothers, said, hey, we got to go, girls. You have school tomorrow. They're in high school. They were probably 15 years old. So they don't make them like they used to. These 15-year-olds look like 22. Swear to God. Mom, and that whatever. Story is brought to you by Jared from Subway.
Wow.
Okay, so I'm just going to try to hop back in this thing.
Another good segue.
Yeah, another great one. I'm taking Tennessee. Josh Dobbs hasn't really played all that well, but he hasn't gotten a lot of trouble either. Jalen Hurd and Alvin Kamara, which is a great last name for running back, have been pretty good in the backfield. Tennessee's defense has been good at preventing big plays, which is not a problem for Florida because they don't have any big play ability. So taking Tennessee to win on the road.
I'm picking Tennessee. I have no thoughts other than Tennessee will do well.
So I'm a little torn on this game for such a shitty card they have this week. I think Tennessee is the better team, but kind of by the line movement and the action I see on the betting in Vegas. And the big thing that concerns me is Butch Davis. He kind of like gives you hope, and then he crushes your dreams, just like Oklahoma. So I'm going to say that Florida wins this game.
Do they cover?
The line's 1.5.
My question stands.
The line right now is Tennessee -1, so I'm going to go with Florida. I don't know what line we were using.
The line was 1.5 that we talked about the other day.
I'll take Florida to cover.
Let's do the TCU game and the A&M game and move on. We have too many games left. It's going to take forever.
Yeah, Matt, the reason that took a little longer is we had some we never quite got to the games.
All right, here, let's
my story is real quick.
We'll go quicker because we're losing Dub at almost 11. It is 11:30 this time. All right, so let's just 10:30,
but that's all right.
It's 10:30 our time. Oh, you're Central.
Central.
I never know what time zone you're in general, so
keep it moving.
Anyway,
going from Central to Central does not affect.
As the aviation expert, I want to agree with Will there. Central to Central will have no effect on your body clock.
So speaking of Central to Central, Oklahoma State is a 3-point favorite going to Austin. I'm taking Texas. I think Texas has gotten a little bit better. I think people are still down on Texas. I think they're going to finally win a game at home.
Yeah, that's the first time you finally made a good pick on one of these games.
I'm getting better.
Texas does cover the 3 points with Hurd at quarterback. I think Texas plays with a little bit of pride, and they learn how to make extra points, and they cover the 3-point spread.
Speaking of extra points, do you guys like the new extra point rule in the NFL?
Yes.
All right. Sorry, Kurt.
From a better point of view, I do not.
Let's get this rolling. Let's get
this
rolling.
You're the one that wants to speed it along. I actually wrote down Texas has steadily improved, and this is, but moreover, this is a must win for the Longhorns. They have a brutal stretch coming up, and if they don't take care of business on this one, they could open up the season 1-5 or 1-6. It would be a terrible, terrible year for them.
UT is a little fact for you. The only fact I've gotten this entire podcast: UT has won 7 straight Big 12 openers. Done.
They're not playing Iowa State this year, though.
They're playing Oklahoma State. Garbage.
This is a must-win for Texas. They take care of business.
Will, if Charlie Strong goes sub-500 this year, is he on the hot seat?
For next year, yes.
Yes, he's already on the hot seat.
He won't get fired this year. Matt, who you got, Texas or Oklahoma State?
I got Oklahoma State. Go Pokes.
All right, our next game, Dub.
Poke Strong.
TCU, 7.5-point favorite, going to Lubbock.
Theo, I'm glad you asked me this one. This is the Teriyaki Park upset special of the week. Take Texas Tech and the points. I think TCU will get exposed. I don't think their defense is very good. I think they're much like Baylor defense, overrated. Texas Tech, big.
Yeah, right, I have to agree with you. I said I'm said from the beginning of the year TCU is the most overrated team in the country. I've been wrong about that. That was Auburn. But I do think that TCU, I said, will lose three games this year. This is one of them. Without eight defensive starters right now, suspended or hurt, Texas Tech is going to be able to move the ball up and down all day. I think it'll be a close game because Texas Tech's not going to be able to stop TCU. But I will take the 7.5 points or whatever our line is.
TCU keeps losing players like Keystone's leaving a party. So I'm taking the Raiders to cover the 7.5. I think the Raiders may be getting more play than what they should nationally, but I still think the Raiders can probably, I mean, I think they can win this game at home. So I'm taking.
He's been waiting all night to drop that line.
I've been working on it.
Raider power, dear. Since all four of us now are taking Tech, this now becomes the olive branch lock of the week for TCU to absolutely roll the Raiders. But I am taking the Raiders to cover 7.5. And they have a great shot to actually win this game. Like Diaz mentioned, the Frogs have too many injuries right now.
Too many injuries. Too many starters. Too many Keystones running off and beating fools up. In general, why do you beat up people for a case of Keystones? Like, aim higher.
Because you had 30 Keystones to start with.
Watch it. That's Matt's favorite beer.
Aim high, D. Are you advertising for the Air Force, or what's going on? Aim high.
Do you guys get sponsored by Keystone?
I wish.
Do you? All right, our next game. It's another dub special. Baylor Pilot going to be talking about A&M, 7.5-point favorite, going to play Arkansas in Jerry's World.
Dia, before I talk about that, I got some breaking TMZ sports news. It seems that Kyrie Irving has impregnated 2010 Miss Texas, United States, Andrea Wilson. I'm looking at her picture and wow.
How did you find this?
That's some prime A grade American beef. That's some prime American beef right there. Anyway, Dia, back to your question. A&M versus Arky.
You know what, Matt, how he got all these stats is he just recorded the Dan Levitard show and used all his facts from the day.
So Dan Levitard doesn't touch TMZ Sports, so that's original.
Is this anyway, TMZ Sports?
Dia, this game, if this was in Arkansas, I think I would take Arkansas to cover the 7.5. Since this is in Dallas, I get that there will be a lot of Arkansas fans there, but A&M is going to show up in force for this. They have the momentum, positive momentum, started unranked to start the year. They're now number 14. They're going to smoke Arkansas. Arkansas's in disarray. A&M big.
I think that Arkansas, like, they can move the ball effectively, but their only problem, like, if you look at all their stats and all the metrics, they move the ball great, they just can't score, which is the name of the game. With them moving the ball so slowly down the field, you got to get in the end zone. A&M also brings a pass rush off the edge with Miles Garrett that I don't think they've seen yet because Texas Tech sure as heck doesn't have it, and it's not coming from Toledo. I think A&M goes in, covers the 7.5. I just think A&M is just a better team. I don't know. I mean, Arkansas is overvalued to come in here, so give me the Aggies.
Not so fast, Dia. Quit spewing out all sorts of facts. We don't need any of that shit. Arkansas comes out, plays with a little bit of pride. I think that they cover the 7 points, and I would not be shocked if Arkansas wins this game.
Not so fast, Chuck. They're going to need more than a little bit of pride. When a proud Raider like Cliff Kingsbury calls an ass beat, you're going to get an ass beat.
You think Cliff's going to try every week now? He's just like going to whip some ass, and he goes like 4-8 again.
Tech's good, dude.
I can't even focus. This broad that Kyrie Irving knocked up is smoking hot, dude. She's smoking. You guys need to check that out.
Okay.
Wondered why this podcast was taking so long, huh?
That took 10 seconds.
Chuck, UCLA is a 4-point favorite going to Arizona.
It's an interesting game. Josh Rosen trying to recuperate after his debacle with BYU. I am going to take UCLA and Josh Rosen to bounce back. I think they're going to be able to run the ball and kind of control the clock a little bit more than UCLA teams in the past have been able to. They won't have to, so their defense won't be on the field as much with Arizona's up pace offense. I think it's a close game. It could go either way, but I'm going to take UCLA to cover and win.
I am going to take USA to cover and to win big. I'm not really sold on Arizona. They keep looking. I mean, they start slow, and, yeah, they blew out Northern Arizona, but, I mean, I don't know anything about Northern Arizona. I'm taking UCLA to win by 14-20. So give me the Bruins.
So 14-20, that's big, huh?
When the line's four, it's big.
It's big, all right.
You don't go in the desert and sneak out with 5-point wins. I do like the Wildcats here. I think they're going to win at home. UCLA, second most overrated team in the country this year.
Who's first so far?
Auburn number one, UCLA number two. TCU's only overrated because of their injuries.
Where does Arkansas fare?
Did anybody even think Arkansas was going to be good this year?
Yes, people did.
Oh, well, I didn't.
Especially after they beat LSU to close the year.
Doug, who you got? Arkansas, UCLA.
Yeah, I got, you mean Arizona, UCLA?
Yeah, what about Arkansas played them?
Yeah, I got Arizona big. As soon as that freshman quarterback from UCLA sees those Arizona co-eds, as he's riding that bus into the stadium in their little jean shorts and tight tank tops, he's going to be not focused on football. He's going to throw three interceptions. Arizona big.
Does anybody else got the feeling we're kind of losing Matt now?
No.
Matt's just kind of turning on TMZ right now.
Those are hot takes.
We've had like co-ed references every 30 seconds.
That Kyrie Irving f***ing hot.
In a stunning development, the NBA All-Star has landed a hot girl. Okay.
Unbelievable.
The Chuck game of the week. The one that no one wants to talk about. Again, he picked Kentucky. Chuck, Mizzou, going to Kentucky. Kentucky, 2.5-point favorite.
Don't really care about this game. You Kentucky really it. Needs to win it. I'm going with Mizzou. Give me the 3 points.
Mizzou, I'll take the three, yep.
I'm taking Kentucky. Missouri can't score. Their defense is good. They still can't score. And that's pretty
good. Watch out. Mizzou is going to unleash their freshman quarterback this week. Matt Mock will not be in the entire game. Mizzou's offense starts to move it. Mizzou wins.
Does that mean they score 12 points this week?
Oh, they're going to get up. They're going to get in the 20s.
Oh.
Bold prediction of the week.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm still taking Kentucky. Give me the Cats.
All I got to say is that until proven otherwise, Mizzou is the people's champ in the SEC East, except when they play Indiana, who is the real SEC East champ.
Big Ten.
Big Ten, best conference. Even a bottom feeder like Indiana can win the SEC East, but that boils down to Missouri will take care of business. I don't care if they only score 9 points a game. They're taking care of the old Cats.
Wow. The Wildcats.
Money. Dub. Utah going to Oregon. Oregon is an 11-point favorite.
The line has moved all over the place. There's a ton of injuries in this game. It's hard to call. In this sort of situation, you just got to take the Ducks at home.
Quack, quack.
In fact, always take the Ducks because they're the most underrated team in the country.
Isn't Oregon's starting quarterback out with a concussion?
Yeah. That's what I was referencing with the injuries.
You got to go with Utah here. You got to go with Utah. Vegas wants the public to bet Oregon because they're, you know, they've got the mystique at home.
It's a night game at home. You got to go with Utah. You know what the betting spread right now is? 51% Utah, 49% Oregon. So you gotta go. Vegas is really begging for Utah money right now.
You got to go with Utah. Put the money on Utah. Got the Mormons in their magic underwear. They're going to pull it out.
But you know Travis Wilson's out, too. Utah coming back.
No pun intended, going to pull it out.
All right, so Travis Wilson's out. Vernon Adams might be out.
Travis Wilson is a bitch. That backup quarterback, we all know, he has better completion percentage than Travis Wilson.
But Travis Wilson keeps starting.
Josh Wilson, whatever his name is.
I don't know. I don't think his name is Josh Wilson, because Travis Wilson's not backed up by Josh Wilson.
That backup quarterback.
My
so
brother's
good. We don't know his name.
Utah has covered at Oregon the last 6 meetings.
Yeah, I'm still taking the Ducks. Give me the 11 and the Ducks.
Dude, you know what? I just looked up some notes here on the game. Vernon Adams, probable. Travis Wilson, probable. So what's this bull that you're feeding us? They're both out.
The line that we have and that we looked at right here is negative 14 ducks.
It's 11.
It changed.
All right. Well, I got an old spreadsheet. I expect to be updated with new spreadsheets, Dia.
Well, Matt, if you read the text chain.
Burr, 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 burr. Oregon, 11-point favorite. Breaking news, the Oregon Ducks are now an 11-point favorite instead of a 14-point favorite. Dub, who are you taking now?
Utah money. I'm staying in the Magic Underwear in Utah. Joseph Smith, Mormon up. That Mormon power, that power of prayer.
Matt's not pulling out of that bet. Chuck, who are you taking?
Return of the Quack, Ducks.
How can it be the Return of the Quack if they do it every year?
That's exactly how it can be Return of the Quack.
They're going back to the Rose Bowl.
All right, we got two more. We're gonna have like a 4-hour podcast. It's gonna be like the Titanic.
Thank God.
Matt, any more updates on TMZ?
Negative.
Okay. USC is a 5.5-point favorite going to Tempe with Arizona State. I like USC on offense. They're great. Their defense.
Somebody go Mike Vick that dog, please.
I'm taking Arizona State. I think Arizona State's going to be able to cover this at home.
Sun Devils win. They cover the 5-point spread. I think they even win straight up, maybe lose by a field goal. USC, the problem is they just don't have enough depth right now. They've got front-end talent. Arizona State has front-end talent, but more depth at this point. I'm taking Arizona State at home to not only cover, but probably win the game.
I'm taking USC. Arizona State was exposed by A&M. I think
what a shocker, Cowherd.
Highly overrated. USC's got the star power. They got the Hollywood. They got the swag. USC big.
If you guys were paying attention early, you would know that nobody sneaks into the desert and sneaks out with a 6-point win. You mentioned that Arizona State was exposed by A&M. Well, guess what? USC was exposed by the
Cardinals,
a.k.a. the trees.
Guess USC. What? He's been bitten. He's been bitten by the snake. What's that from?
Honey Badger.
Yep, there we go.
So they're USC is historically the most overrated team in the country. And again, of course, this year they were from the USC hype machine, which means that Arizona State should actually be the favorite in this. Arizona State's going to win at home. This is, in fact, a late game. Arizona State will win.
So our last game, we have Mississippi State going to Auburn. Auburn is a 2-point favorite. Charlie's giving her thoughts. Dub, what do you think?
I think Auburn. Auburn was embarrassed.
This is the Honey Badger. Watch it run in slow motion.
Auburn big time, dude. Auburn big.
Anybody else?
Yeah, tell me what are your thoughts on this game?
My thoughts are that Auburn still isn't very good, and Jeremy Johnson's been benched at quarterback. Dak Prescott, I think, is going to go in and be able to still move the ball really well in the Auburn defense, and the Auburn offense is still not going to be able to do a whole hell of a lot. So give me the Bulldogs to go into Auburn and win.
Not so fast, D-Block. Auburn wins.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. Okay. Auburn will rebound. Again, it's one of those where they'll play with pride. People are a little bit overreacting to getting blown out by LSU. Sean White's going to come in. He's during scrimmages. They say he looks great against Auburn's defense, but so does everybody else. I think he'll add a little bit extra mobility, better decision-making than Jeremy Johnson. Auburn by a touchdown or two.
Money?
Auburn sucks, but so does Mississippi State. I think Auburn gets it together. They pull out a win here and coast to a mediocre SEC finish.
No Big Ten there.
Little does the Honey Badger know, FYI, it's been stung.
It's been bitten by the snake. So while it's eating the snake, that's a very underrated YouTube video, by the way, the Honey Badger. Dia, I'd like to talk about my Stone Cold NFL Lock of the Week. It is the Atlanta Falcons versus the Dallas Cowboys. Atlanta -2.5. I got big money, Dia. I got $25 on the Atlanta Falcons -2.5. Dallas, obviously without Tony Romo, without Dez Bryant. Atlanta's going to light up. Julio Jones, catch of the year last week, Dia. Did you see his catch last week? It was insane. The dude is a freak. Matt Ryan starting to hit his stride from Boston College. Bet the house. Atlanta Falcons, they're going to blow the Cowboys out. They win by 10 in Dallas.
Speaking of betting, you guys all have $1,000. What games are you guys going to put it on?
That's a good question.
I thought it might be.
Dion, I'm throwing that $1,000 on the New York Giants, -4 at home against the Washington Redskins.
You got to put on a college game.
You got to put it on the Giants. No RG3.
Yep, fits well with the college podcast.
No Jackson.
So, Kirch, what are you putting your money on? Dub, keep thinking on yours.
I'll split it up and make it easy. $250 on Southern Miss, $250 on Rice, $250 on Tech, and $250 on Texas A&M.
All right. Dub, you got anything yet?
Yeah, dude, can you hear me?
I can.
You want to know what I'm going to put my money on? I already told you.
I mean, college games.
Oh, college games. Yeah, okay.
Of the games we just picked.
What have you been talking about for the last hour?
Yeah, I tell you what, in honor of Dirty 30, my boy RIP, I would put my $1,000 on Texas Tech Raider.
Power.
Yep, Raider power, Texas Tech +7. You're getting better odds. You're going to make a ton of money. Take it to the bank. Texas Tech +7.
So I'm going to put 2 on UCLA. I'm going to put 2 on TCU. I'm going to put 2 on Tennessee. What else do I want? Man, there's so many bad games this week.
Yeah, the card blows this week. If I'm betting in real life, I'd bet like 2 games.
I'm going to put 2 on Aggie. And go ahead and give me 2 on... I'm going with the brunch game. I'm taking BYU because they don't drink mimosas. They're going to cover this.
All right. So I'm just going to pick some games and call it even on all of them. Like I said, there's a really bad card. If I were really betting this money, I would not bet these games. But give me Virginia, Michigan, UT, Tech, Arkansas, UCLA, Arizona State, Auburn. So it's 8 games divided by 1,000, whatever that is. It's 1,000 divided by 8. 125 apiece.
So that's going to do it for us.
So you've got to cook the books a little bit.
Got to cook the books.
Before we end it, who do you guys think is going to win the presidential election?
I can probably let you know that in about a year.
So I just put $10 on Ben Carson. I'll win $300. And I just put $10 on your boy Donald Trump 2016. $150 I'll win if Donald Trump wins the election.
It's probably $10 you could have used more over the last year and a half, or the next year and a half. But
you tied that thing up for a while, long-term investment.
Mm-hmm. A CD would have gotten you more than that.
So I'm looking at the odds. If you bet $10 on Al Gore to win the election, you'll win yourself a cool $2,500.
My favorite is Al Gore is still higher than some of the Republican candidates.
Well, there's too many Republican candidates.
But yeah, but Al Gore is not running for shit.
We'll see. We'll see, Dia.
Has he made it? He claims he's going to run?
We'll see. Dub's got some inside information.
He's behind the Boeing deal.
Well, I got to take Sadie Mae for a walk. She's getting restless.
Yeah, I got to go edit. So, on behalf of all of us, we appreciate you joining us. Jaws, good luck on your picks. Hash, good luck tailgating, wherever you might be.
Hash, you're the man. Shout out to my boy Tweez.
and everybody gamble all your paycheck away and report back on how it goes. So, for all of us, good night.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
Peace out. A-Town down. All the pretty girls in the world, and the ugly girls, too. But to me, you're pretty anyway, baby.